You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Get up. It's rainy. Listen, you got nothing better to do than spend time in the Lord this morning. This is Landon. Good morning. I'm coming at you live from the studio. The program is called Lifeline. I want you to tune in. Listen, WCNO.com. That's all you have to do. Call anybody if they have a radio. Tell them go on 89.9 FM right now. 89.9 FM right now. Ride with us. They can just pull it up on regular FM, listen in the car, listen whatever. This is going to be about the word, the authority word, how to use that word, how to change your life by the power of the word. So you need to get this. You need to call other people and tell them to get this. So anybody you know that's going through anything, they're going to need to hear this teaching on how this word has the power to change everything in your life. God backs his word. Okay? So we definitely want to get this today. WCNO.com. Anybody, anywhere, I don't care where your relatives live, you can call them and say, listen, please get up right now. Turn on your computer, go to WCNO.com, go to the official website, and right away it comes up. Just click live broadcast. You want to click on live broadcast, and you are riding with us. If you happen to miss it, WCNO.com, same thing, and then you're gonna click during the week. This is if you've missed it, on demand. If you go on demand, this little calendar pops up. Hey, just pick Lifeline. You'll see it. It says Bob Allen Ministry Lifeline, 8:30 Saturday morning. Click on it. You can listen to the last 3 or 4 years. I don't know how long we've been on here, a while. But you can listen to that. You can get the program if you missed it online. Praise God forevermore. I will give you phone numbers to call for prayer. If you have a phenomenal praise report, okay, and God gets all the glory, you're welcome to share that too. I like people to see that God is working on their behalf. At the end, I'll give you an email and I'll give you an address where you can send your tithe, sow your seed to this ministry. You can't get a harvest until you sow a seed. So I'm just saying, rather, I'm not pitching money for this ministry. God takes care of me very well. He really does. I serve him. I lack nothing. That's the bottom line. So if you jump on board, you serve him with your whole heart, I guarantee you won't lack nothing. Your father is not going to let you walk around looking broke, downtrodden, and disgusted and look at the other man and say, hey, man, you need to get on board with God, man. The kingdom of God's great. And he's going, man, you're broke, disgusted, sick. I mean, God doesn't do that. None of those things touch me. Okay, I just want you to know the truth about serving God. You get in wholehearted, you're not broke, you're not disgusted, you're not downtrodden, you're not depressed. None of those things come near your doorstep, okay? So take it serious. Take God serious. Take his word serious. If you'll seriously get involved, he'll seriously get involved with your life. You got it? I'm going to tell you how it is, man. I've walked through this thing. As I've told you guys who've been listening to me for years, I was in the kingdom of darkness for years. I served the devil for years. I did many disgusting things for years. I mean, I was full on in that kingdom, operating in that kingdom of darkness, full on. It was my life. Now that I've come out of that, God has made me over, made me free. The Holy Spirit moved in. God began to do his work and little by little chiseled away all that old junk and made me a brand new creation in Christ, born again, like the word really says. Man, life is totally different. So I can vouch for it. I'm not here telling you what a book says. I'm telling you Landon's experience is God will make you free. Make you over, make you new, make your life again. You ready? Let's pray, because I don't want to be a part of this. I want the Lord. I just want to use my mouth to honor him this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the reason we say that so you people know, Jesus went to the cross and he paved the way to bridge the gap and bring you back into fellowship, communion, and the love of God as your Father. So we always say in the name of Jesus, because we want Father God to know that we accept that blood that Jesus shed on that cross. We accept his sacrifice and we are honored and we are just blessed and privileged that he would do that and shed his blood as the final sacrifice to bridge the gap and bring us back into fellowship with God like it was in the Garden of Eden. Father, that's the most wonderful thing you could have ever done for anybody. You are a magnificent Father this morning. Lord, I change the atmosphere here in the studio this morning. I speak blessing. I speak Holy Spirit power in here this morning. I want you to come in this little room. There's just two of us in here, but when we're two or more gathered in your name, and there's more on the air, I want you to come in here this morning and set up this atmosphere. I want to block any attacks the enemy would have. I want your word to come forth pure and true, Father. Please guard your word, protect your word. Let it come forth in honesty. Let it come forth in love. Let it come forth in truth. I yield my lips as the pen of a ready writer, Lord. I want you to release anything you would have to say through my mouth this morning. Whatever my notes are fine. You gave them to me. If you want to change the course during the broadcast, I will hear your voice. I will speak your words. I humble myself to your obedience and your authority this morning, Father. This word will come forth unhindered, unchecked from any outside source with you backing me. I thank you, Father. I praise you. I will do as you say. Lord, open up the hearts of the listeners this morning. Let's set down our lives. Let's set down our busy schedule. Let's stop the merry-go-round in our heads for just a minute. And let's set this day right with the Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, for the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Here's the deal. You ready? John 1:1. We all know it well. We've seen it 100,000 times. Listen, we're going to get serious about this John 1:1 this morning. What does it say? It says, in the beginning was the Word. Right? In the beginning was the Word. We all know it. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. In Him was what? Life. And the life was the light of men. You ready? Let's get serious about this thing. I'm a big fan of looking up the original terms in the Greek or the Hebrew to break it down. Here's what we got in John 1:1. He says, in the beginning. In the beginning, in the commencement of all things, the foundation of all things was the Word. Now, when you look up that word, if you are someone that uses a Strong's, let's say, there's a lot of different concordances. I find that to be the most accurate. When you look it up in the Greek, it's number 3056. This is what it means. It gives two definitions, all right, that I pulled out. It says something said or divine expression. So let's read it that way. In the beginning was the something said or divine expression. And the something said, and I want you to hear that, because that is a laudation. That's a spoken word. In the beginning was the something said or the divine expression. And the something said or divine expression was with God. And the something said or divine expression was God. You ready? You got to get that. You got to swallow that. If you can't believe that, the rest of this teaching will not help you. You have to get a hold of what I'm trying to say this morning to you. And the something said or divine expression was God. When you research that term God, it is a deity or the supreme divinity. So the something said or the divine expression was a deity. It was the supreme divinity. What was the something said? When you look up that word deity, listen, I took a secular dictionary just for fun. I could not believe what I found. This is what it said. When I looked up deity, it said a deity is a supernatural being. This is in a secular dictionary now. It said a deity. Excuse me one second. Sorry. Hey, it is live. You get what you get. Ready? A deity is a supernatural being which is worshipped by people who believe it controls or exerts force over the world. Let me say that again now. In the beginning was the something said or the divine expression. And the something said or the divine expression was with God. And the something said or the divine expression was a deity or supreme divinity. It was a supernatural being which is worshipped by the people who believe it controls or exerts force over the world. That's exactly what God is. I could not believe that even a secular dictionary has to admit that this deity exerts force and controls the world. So now, all right, the same was in the beginning with God. And I'm not going to get caught on this because I want you to get the first part that I just gave you. That's the meat of this right now. You got to hold on to that and realize that the something said is the force that exerts force over the world. The same was in the beginning. All that means, when we look at the same, it is all forms of all things. When you actually research that word same, I know it's just silly, but when you research the word, it's all forms of all verbal communication. It's the masculine form, the singular form, the feminine form, the plural form. It just blew my mind. It is the it, the such, the same, the this, the that, the was, the whosoever, the whatsoever. In other words, it really covers all aspects of a laudation or a language. So let's not get caught on that, though. The same spoken word, the same verbal expression, okay, the same divine expression, excuse me, that was a slip there, because we want to know this is a divine expression. Anybody can do a verbal expression, but when you have God back in your divine expression, that's when you'll get results. So the something said was from the supreme divinity. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. Him who, the something said. The deity, the supreme divinity, the supernatural being that was worshipped by people that controls and exerts force over this world. What does he do? He exerts force, a governing authority and force over this world. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. I'm talking to people that are broke. I'm talking to people that are sick. I'm talking to Christians now and non-Christians. I'm talking to people that have disease. I'm talking to people that have mental issues. Here's the thing. You need to be made over. Well, you can't. Verse 3 tells us you cannot get there if you skip around this process of letting God do it. All things were made by him. Without him. Well, I'm going to go to a self-help program. Without him. No, I'm just going to educate myself more. Knowledge is power. Without him was not anything made that was made. You'll waste your time. You'll spend your life in a perpetual motion like that little, what is that, the gerbil hamster thing in that wheel? Man, you will go round and round and round with this thing, and you'll never accomplish your goal. You'll never achieve your goal. You'll never have the victory because why? Verse 4. Let's go to verse 4. John 1. We're still in the book of John. Chapter 1. That was verse 1, 2, and 3 that I just gave you. Let's go to verse 4. He says, in him. Are you in him? Are you in him? If not, I'm going to give you the opportunity to get in him. Oh, we're going to do the phone numbers again. We're going to give you the opportunity to say, I want to be in him. If he can make me over, I want and I need, and I now understand I have to be in him. In him was life. And the life in him was the light of men. In him was life. What's that mean? In him was life. When you look up that in him was life, there's no other word for life but life. Life is life, death and death. Life is the opposite of death. Life is the opposite of cancer. Life is the opposite of sickness. Life is the opposite of mental oppression, of depression. Okay? Life is the opposite of bone marrow problems. Life is the opposite of ALS. Life is the opposite of what comes to take it. Okay? In him, this is why I'm going to try to bring you into Christ this morning. You need to be in God. He says, in him was life. And the life was the light of men. That light means the life was to make shine or make manifest. Catch this now. In him was life, and the life was the manifestation of men. Where? In him. When you want God to manifest in your life, you have to be in him because he is life. So everybody that's not got a great abundant life in Christ and you have a lot of issues or even a few issues, when you need life, you have to come to him because why? In him was life. It's very simple. Now, okay, we're gonna cruise on to John 17. Come on down to John 17. Look at this with me now. Don't forget what we said though. We have laid a foundation that in the beginning was the word, and the word equals the something said or the divine expression. Anybody can express something, but you got to express it divinely. It's got to come from the supreme divinity. That's when it will work. That's when it will have a governing authority over all other words and all other forms of anything that's on this earth. When it becomes divinely from the throne room of heaven. That's where I'm trying to take you into. We're going to bring you up out of the natural to another level, another way of thinking and looking at things that works. Your faith's not working because you don't realize you're stuck. You've reached it so far and you can't get past that. You can't get that breakthrough because you're not teaching this today. I want you to hear this now. These words spake Jesus. This is John 17. These words, wait a minute, here we go again with words now. These words spake Jesus. Now these words are things. This is a little bit different than the word we had a minute ago. This particular thing, these words spake Jesus. This means these words are these things and these words are after, they follow after, they're hereafter. So in other words, when he speaks these words, they follow after. They are here afterwards, okay? I hope you caught that. He says, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said. So this is Jesus hours before he's going to go to the cross. Offer himself as a blood sacrifice to atone every single thing we've ever done to separate us from the love of God. That's the bottom line. He's going to take care of that. We don't need bulls. We don't need ashes of goats. We don't need heifers. We don't need all these things. We don't need the blood sacrifice from some animal. We need Jesus. He's going to come right now, and he says, listen, man, I'm going to talk to God right now, and then I'm going to go offer myself as a sacrifice for you guys. I'm going to bridge the gap so you can come back into the love line, and you can be back in fellowship with God because God is love. He'll pour the love in your heart, the unforgiveness, the bitterness, all that stuff in you will go away. Jesus said, these words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour's come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Render me glorious. Render me full of you. Render me honorable, that I may also render you honorable. As thou hast given him power over all flesh. You got to catch that. Let that one statement right there sink into your spirit right now. As thou hast given him power over all flesh. Now, back in John a minute ago, we just read, in him was life. Oh, no, yeah. In him was life, and the life in him was the light of men. As thou hast given him power over all flesh. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything that was made. As thou hast given him power over all flesh. Oh, that's why all things are made by him, because he is the one that has the power over all flesh. He has the power over your sickness. He has the power over your depression. He has the power over your unforgiveness that you've held against your ex for who knows how long. He has the power over the unforgiveness of that boss that fired you unjustly all those years. He has the power, here's the biggest one, over the unforgiveness that you harbor and warehouse towards yourself. You stole that money from that job years ago, and the devil will not leave you alone. Every time you go to press into the kingdom, he's quick to remind you, you're just a petty thief. You remember that time you took that out of the till? You're not worthy for God. You remember the time, and I'm going to hit some, listen, I'm going to bring you the truth, man. You remember the time you abused that person. You remember the time you sexually abused that person. When you sexually did that. Especially if you've done that to someone that you know is really young or something. We won't even get into that, but that's some weird stuff. Now, here's what's going on. The devil will lock you in bondage with that forever, man. Every time you go to press into the kingdom, he's going to remind you of that thing. As thou hast given him power over how much flesh? How much flesh did he give him power over? All flesh. There's no one set aside that can't be forgiven, that can't be powered by God over your flesh, over your natural man, your natural thinking, your natural ability, or your body. You need to govern and control your body. You need to control its thoughts. You need to control its actions. You need to control its speech. Thou hast given him power. This is a sense of purpose, a privilege, and ability, a freedom, a mastery, a superhuman potentate. Okay? This is power. This is influence. He gave him influence. He gave him strength. He gave him supernatural force over your body. All right, let's move on. Enough of that. Okay? Now, move down to 17:6. Jesus says this. This is so, I love this right here. Unless I'm going to stop for a minute and give you a chance to call in. This teaching is so good. I'm so wrapped up in it. I just want to bring it because I want you to get it. You're going to change the way you see God. You're going to change the way you hear from God. And you're going to change what you say today. You're going to start speaking with that something said, that divine expression. And you're going to let the deity of God, the one that exerts force over this world, back what you say. Because you're going to speak on his behalf. But I want you to call if you need to. All right? 221-1100. I don't want to push anybody out. All right? I know I'm preaching good, man. Holy Spirit's flowing. Things are coming here. You need to pay attention. But listen, 221-1100. If you're ready to accept this, come and get it. Come and get it. I don't want to hold nobody out. 221-1100. Come and get it. 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. Jesus says, look, Lord, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gave me. All right? I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gave me. Lord, I have manifested. I've made it obvious. I've put it in their face, your authority and your character. I have shown your authority and your character unto the men which thou gavest me out of this world. See, they were just in the world, just like you and I used to be, or just like you and I might be today, just like you are today, maybe. He pulled them out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gave them me. And then he closes with this statement right here on this particular verse. He says, and then I found this just rocks my world. He says, and they have kept thy word. Out of all the things he could have found in his heart, hours, hours before being arrested and led to his cross, led to that cross for you and I, hours before that, he looks at the Father and finds it so important to make the statement to the Father, Father, out of all the things he could have said to the Father about these men, Jesus in his last hour says about his pupils, about his disciples, about his learners, about his followers, he decides to tell the Father in a personal prayer where he's pouring out his heart, Father, let me tell you something about these men, Father. They kept your word. So that tells me that must be one of the most important things we can possibly do. Jesus himself found it crucial and critical in the last hours to let the Father know, to say to the Father, let me tell you, out of all the things I can say about these students of mine, about these pupils of mine, about the body of Christ, about the Christians, about the believers, about the ones pushing in, Father, they have kept your word. You need to get to the state, to the point of life as you're serving God, where Jesus says on your behalf, Father, let me tell you about Nick. He's kept your word. He has kept your word. Father, let me tell you about Bob. I'm just going to use Bob Allen because we're on here together. He has kept your word. When Jesus can look to the Father and stick your name in there and say, let me tell you about Landon, Father, he has kept your word. Hey, you're good, man. Your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. You need not worry about anything. You'll never taste death. You'll pass, boom, the minute you close your eyes, you'll be waking up in Jesus' arms. You need to be on this level. I'm trying to bring you somewhere. Pay attention to me this morning. 17:8 now, the next verse. And listen, this is all about what? This is all about what? This is about the very beginning when I told you. In the beginning was the something said or the divine expression. The something said and the divine expression was with God. The something said and the divine expression was actually a supreme divinity and a deity to be reckoned with. Nothing can come against it. It's a force. It's a force. God is a force that justifies you. You ready? Sanctifies you. Verse 8, he says, for I have given unto them the words which thou gave me. So now he says, Father, I want you to know, out of all the things I can say about these men, they've kept your word. Now, Father, I want you to know, I have given them the words which thou gavest me. So right away, we're seeing a very important about this word. All right? He wants Father to know that they have kept the word. And now he wants the Father to know, he makes the statement of, I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. Okay, for what purpose now? So we're going to get off that. What purpose did he give these words? Why is it so important that the Father know that they've kept the words? And why is it so important that he wants to stress out, that not stress, that's a bad word, but why does he want to give importance to and bring attention to the fact that he gave us these words? I gave them your words. 17:11, John chapter 17, verse 11. Here's what's going on. Jesus, you got to read this from this thing. Jesus is asking the Father, and you've heard this verse, but you've never heard it from this angle, I guarantee you. He's asking the Father to keep the supreme divinity in them and the divine expression that exerts force over the world on their tongue. He says, Father, I want you to keep the supreme divinity in them. Let them have the Holy Spirit within. Okay? I want you to keep that in. Remember in verse 8, he said, I've given this unto them. I want you to keep the supreme divinity in them and the divine expression that exerts force over this world on their tongue. And now I am no more in the world, he says. John 17:11. Now, Father, I am no more in the world. I am no more in the world. But these are in the world. I want you to see that because that's you and I. He's about to leave. He's going to the cross. He's going to rise to the right hand of the Father, where he's right there with all power and authority interceding on your behalf to have the Father work his power and his force on your behalf because you're speaking according to the word of God. Now, he said, now I am no more in this world, but these are still in the world. That you and I, we're still here. I'm here in Palm City talking to you, man. I'm in this world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. Keep through thine own character, keep through thine own authority those whom thou gave me, that they may be one as we are one. How do we become one with God? We accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. We say, Father, I'm sorry for anything I've ever done. I want your forgiveness. I beg mercy from you now, Father. Please, I accept Jesus. I understand now. I see he did go to the cross. He did shed his blood. He is the atoning sacrifice. I accept that teaching 100%. I believe it. I believe it with all my heart. Father, let me take it one step further. Now, I don't just want to be sealed with the Holy Ghost. I want him to come upon me. Move in me. Holy Spirit, have your way. I open up my arms, open up my body, open up my vessel, my mind, my tongue, my everything, my thoughts. Holy Spirit, move in me. Take over me. Be my master. Teach me how to talk. Teach me how to think. I'll start over like a babe in Christ, and I'll listen to you, and I'll learn from your word. As I read the word, you'll reveal it, because now you live in me. When you bring the Holy Spirit inside of you to live in you and dwell in you, you have brought the kingdom of heaven in you, to live in you, to dwell in you. That's how I learned this stuff. I invited the Holy Spirit in. He started to teach me, talk to me, train me. He tells me I can learn. I can look at the scripture and ask him what it means. He'll take the lid off and reveal it to me, and he'll do the same for you. He'll do the same for you. You ready? 17:14. Ready? Now, listen. He keeps saying, I've given them the divine expression. I've given them the divine expression. I've given them the something said. I have given them that word. I have given them that word. Why does he keep telling the Father he's gave us the word? Because we're to use it. He wants to know, I did my part, man. It's on them now. I gave them the word. They have the word, Lord. They're ready. They're able. I've armed them. Now you back it. I gave them the word. They understand it now, and they can use it, and you're going to back it. You're going to back it. I'm going to come up there. We're going to back this word. I have given them thy word, and the world hate them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. When you walk up to somebody sick with something, you look at them, you say, listen, man, you need to get rid of that. You need to be healed in the name of Jesus. First thing the devil comes to get on them, and they want to look at you like you're crazy. Why? Because you're not of this world. You're operating on a system that opposes this natural system. I've given them thy word. The world hates them because now they have a power. They have an authority. They have a divine expression. They have a something said that can change things. All right? 17:17. Again, Jesus comes back. Sanctify them through thy word. Then he says, thy word is truth. Sanctify them through thy something said, through thy divine expression, because it is the truth. It is the governing authority over all things in this world. Now, if you'll flip to Matthew real quick, verse 12, Jesus says, listen, man, a good man out of the treasure of his heart brings forth good things. Why? Because he's speaking the something said, the divine expression, with the backing of the kingdom, because you have accepted Christ, you've accepted the Holy Spirit within you, now the kingdom of God is within, and you're going to release it with your something said or your divine expression. This is how you get the job done. This is how you have power and authority in this life. You won't need it when you get to heaven. Think about it. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. An idle word is an unemployed word. You're speaking useless things that do not have the Godhead or the divine expression attached to it. Once you come employed from the kingdom and you speak from the kingdom perspective, the rivers of water flow up out of your belly because the Holy Spirit's given you the unction to say these things. He backs them. They now have authority. They are the governing authority over all things in this earth. But I say unto you, every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment, because you were designed to speak with authority backed by the kingdom that's in you. He says, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. One more time. By thy words thou shalt be justified, by thy words thou shalt be condemned. I'm going to leave you with that. We got to close. We got to give our closing statements here. But I'm telling you, there is a divine expression that should be on your tongue. It should never leave you. You can get rid of your sickness. You can get rid of your diseases. You can get rid of your unforgiveness. If you get a hold of this, email me. trylifeline@gmail.com. I want to finish this teaching with you, man. Bring me to your church to teach this. trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline, trylifeline@gmail.com. Easiest thing in the world. Send your financial seed. You can't reap a harvest till you sow, whether it's here or some other ministry. If you don't trust God with your money, you don't trust God. If you don't trust God with your wife, you don't trust God. If you don't trust God with your life, you don't trust God. Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. That's Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. One more time. Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958.
This ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.